This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C, fax 989-921-5077. Regarding Linda McConnell, it's M like Mary, C, capital C-O-N, and like November, E-L-L. Date of birth, June 8th of 1949. Dear Brian, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. McConnell with stage 2 chronic kidney disease, a history of long-term non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, oral drug use, and hyperlipidemia. Her last visit was November 21st of 2022. She has been feeling well. Her weight is stable and unchanged. The only change that has recently happened for her is her husband passed away in February of this year of mesothelioma, and she is working to try to get some compensation for that loss. She denies any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no edema. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get today for us was her weight at 110 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 25th of 2023. Creatinine is 0.69. Estimated GFR is 89. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.1, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 3.6. Hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, improved stage 2 chronic kidney disease with levels that have been improved for the last year, 0.61 in November and 0.69 currently. She has a history of long-term oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and she has not used any of those for the last 2 years. And hyperlipidemia, currently on Repatha. She will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. We'll have one more follow-up visit with her in 12 months. And if the levels stay in this range, we will probably just keep her on a as-needed basis. If her levels, creatinine level increases and renal function declines, we'll certainly have a follow-up visit at that time. But we will see her one more time 12 months from now. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.